It is also the wish of His Grace that His loyal servant, Janus Slint, commander of the city watch of King's Landing, be at once raised to the rank of Lord and granted the ancient seat of Harrenhal, with all its attendant lands and incomes, and that his sons and grandsons shall hold these honours after him until the end of time. It is moreover his command that Lord Slint be seated immediately upon his small council to assist in the governance of the realm. So the king has decreed. The small council consents.
Sansa glimpsed motion from the corner of her eye as Janus Slint made his entrance. This time the muttering was louder and angrier.
Proud lords whose houses went back thousands of years made way reluctantly for the balding, frog-faced commoner as he marched past. Golden scales had been sewn onto the black velvet of his doublet and rang together softly with each step. His cloak was checked black and gold satin. Two ugly boys, who must have been his sons, went before him, struggling with the weight of a heavy metal shield as tall as they were. For his sigil he had taken a bloody spear, gold on a night-black field. The sight of it raised goose prickles up and down Sansa's arms.